Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today, you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints. And your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an animal. An extinct animal, that is. Who could I be? A saber-toothed tiger? A woolly mammoth? Or perhaps a dodo bird? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down storyteller is.
I sure am hungry today, but that's nothing new to tell you the truth. It's natural for me to always be looking for my next meal because, let's face it, I'm big. At 30 feet long and a weight of 5 tons, which is about as heavy as a truck, I need to consume a lot of food every day to survive. Big stomach, big appetite, big beast. Today I'm tromping through the dry forest, which is my preferred habitat. I'm mainly found in the areas you call Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, and some provinces of Canada. Of course, back when I was actually on the Earth, none of that land was called anything. It was just the space where I could yum yum stomp stomp stomp. What are my preferred meals, you ask? Well, that's an easy one. Ferns, cycads, and palm fronds, of course. My beak-like mouth and teeth are perfectly adapted for shearing through tough plant material. And recent studies suggest that I may have even been able to eat woodier plants thanks to my strong jaw muscles and the wear patterns on my teeth. I was an animal that many people believed lived in a herd, which means that I would have stomped around with my friends and family. Herd animals move together, eat together, and above all, protect one another. But even though this is how some scientists believe I lived, others have concluded that I was actually more ornery, a solitary creature. After all, only one dig in Montana has uncovered any evidence that I actually wandered the earth in the company of others. And given that I was a major reptile of the Cretaceous period, you would think more of my bones would have been discovered beside others of my kind. Regardless whether I was surrounded by others of my species or not, there's no doubt that life in the Cretaceous period was tough. I always had to be on alert since a few apex predators would still take me on, despite my large size. Of course, even though I am an herbivore, which means that I only eat plants, I'm not defenseless. My bulk and my 3 mighty horns are certainly a deterrent for any carnivorous dinosaur thinking about making me their next meal. Shh! But that doesn't mean that one of my predators isn't about to make a move. Did you hear that? I'm going to move to another location, and hopefully my three horns won't be needed in a battle for my life. Tromp, 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 stomp, stomp, stomp. It's go time.
It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator is an extinct animal that weighed as much as a truck, was a horned reptile, and was an herbivore. Your 30 seconds to think start now.
Phew! It was a false alarm. As I was moving away from that worrying, rustling sound to avoid a confrontation with a carnivore, I happened to look back and see that it was just the wind. But I'm not embarrassed that I proactively went on the move. It's always better to be safe than sorry. And hey, here's a fun fact. Even though I'm large and lumbering, I'm not as slow as you might think. I'll have you know that I can run up to 20 miles per hour when I need to. And yes, I'm large, strong, and pretty fast-footed. But these days, between 66 million and 68 million years after my extinction, people like you view me as a symbol. I'm associated with gentleness, community, and resilience. I've been part of human imagination and culture for hundreds of years, featured in everything from children's books to blockbuster movies. In fact, my name, which means three-horned face, has become synonymous with the very idea of dinosaurs in popular culture. Tromp, tromp, stomp, stomp, stomp. I've been moving around for hours just munching away. Now I'm pretty tired. Scientists suspect that I only slept for 3 hours at a time, and I think I'm due a well-deserved rest. Unfortunately for me, scientists also think that I slept standing up so that I could move quickly if a predator snuck up on me during my snooze. So now I'll just close my eyes if you don't mind.
All right, Upside Down Story Detectives. It's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was a Triceratops. I hope you enjoyed today's Upside Down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy-flopsy upside downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.